In this episode, you'll learn how to store wine, be it for a few hours, a few days, or a few decades. This is the Inside Wine Podcast. I'm Joe Janisch. I'm a certified specialist of wine and been tasting, promoting, and teaching in the wine business since 1996. And I'm here as your guide, offering industry insider tips to help you make the right wine buying decision. If you heard the last episode, we talked about aging wine. The discussion ran toward how to store wine for aging, because you can't age wine without proper storage. So what is proper storage? First, understand wine is a living organism. It's perishable. It breathes. It evolves. It ages. It changes as it gets older, and also as external forces act upon it. Think about storing wine in the same way you think about storing fruits or vegetables or a bowl of potato salad. You wouldn't leave these things out on the patio in the middle of the summer for a few days and expect it to be the same, or for it even to still be there. There's a good chance a bird or a squirrel would eat it. Similarly, a bottle of wine wouldn't retain its original condition if left out on the patio. And there's a decent chance that your neighbor would swipe it. There are at least four things that can adversely affect a bottle of wine: the air, extreme temperatures, strong light, vibration, and arguably, odor as well. So maybe there are five things. In other words, you don't want to keep your wine bottles in the same place where you keep your garlic and your onions. Seriously, over time, it could really have an effect on your wine bottles. So we want to protect the wine from these conditions at all times. Let's go through them one by one. First, air. As soon as air is introduced to a bottle of wine, the wine begins to deteriorate rapidly. Generally, you don't have to worry about air affecting wine when you're drinking a bottle within a few days of purchasing it, but if you're going to keep the wine for several weeks, months, or years, make sure the bottle is kept in an area that has a humidity level of at least 50%. Really, it should be closer to 70. 60 is probably ideal, but if you don't have a $50,000 wine cellar or a wine fridge, just make sure the storage area isn't too dry or the cork could dry out and allow air to get in. All right, second, temperature. The best temperature for wine is between 52 and 58 degrees, and this goes across all types of wine. Sparkling, white, pink, red, port, it doesn't matter. That's the temperature range that you want to keep your wine, ideally, 52 and 58. You want to stay within that range whenever possible. Now, if that's impossible, you want to stay at as low a temperature as possible that is consistent. And you'll be fine with a spot that's consistently between 40 and 65 degrees, as long as it doesn't fluctuate more than 5 degrees either way. So, in other words, you don't want a place that's 52 degrees most of the time, but can spike up to 100, like a garage or maybe an attic. You're better off in an area that is almost always 65 degrees consistently, rather than one that fluctuates wildly. It's these wild fluctuations in temperature that can really damage the wine inside the bottle. Now, you'll also want to prevent the wine from getting far too cold, like keeping it in the fridge for over a month, or way too hot, like sitting in the trunk of your car for a few hours on a hot summer day. Either of these instances are going to seriously deteriorate the wine. Okay, number three, we have light. Did you ever notice that many wine bottles are dark green or brown in color? That's to protect the wine from sunlight, which can affect wine. But it doesn't completely protect the wine, so the best thing to do is to apply at least two thick layers of sunscreen. I recommend SPF 50. Wait, I'm just kidding. Don't put sunscreen on your wine bottles. I was just kidding around. Just keep the wine out of direct sunlight and direct light in general. So throwing the wine bottle on the dashboard of your car, bad spot. So is next to a window. So if you have wine racks or some kind of shelving for your wine, make sure it's not getting hit by sunlight at any point of the day. If you plan to hold on to wine for more than a few months, keep it somewhere that's usually dark. Again, a cellar. A closet is a good spot too. All right. Fourth, vibration. Generally speaking, most people don't have to worry too much about vibration. Now, if you have a dirty imagination, go ahead and get your chuckles out now. I'll wait. Seriously though, if a wine is exposed to regular vibration, it can adversely affect the aroma and dull the flavors of the wine. This has been scientifically proven. So now maybe you're starting to understand why the top of a refrigerator is a really bad spot to hold that special bottle of $100 Brunello di Montalcino. It gets too hot, gets too much light, and it's constantly vibrating. Keep your wine away from any machinery or large appliances that may cause vibrations, like, for example, a washing machine, a sump pump, an HVAC unit. If you're putting a bottle away for many years and looking to buy a wine fridge or wine cabinet, make sure it's a good quality unit with a cooling system that doesn't cause vibration. That's something you may not think about, but it's possible because the compressor unit and or the fan cooling the air could cause minor vibrations that, over a long period of time, could affect the wine. And when I'm talking about a long term, I'm talking 5 to 10 years or more. If there's a mild vibration and you're holding the wine for a year, probably won't adversely affect it. But over like 5 years, 10 years and more, you don't want constant vibration around that wine. Now, we're also going to talk about humidity, which is related to air. This may be the trickiest part of the equation. If you're storing wine for years or decades, the bottles need to be in a humid environment. We're talking like almost rainforest humid, a minimum of 50% humidity, up to 70%. Humidity is necessary to keep the corks from shrinking. If the cork shrinks, air gets in, destroys the wine. The scientific term is oxidation. Now, if winemakers would just put screw caps on all their wines, we wouldn't have to worry too much about this. But until then, you need a humid place for aging your wines. Now, a special note. Conventional wisdom has always suggested that wines should be stored laying on their side. That's why wine racks are set up the way they are. The thinking was that you keep the bottle on its side so that some of the liquid of the wine stays in contact with the cork to keep the cork from shrinking and thereby letting air in. As it turns out, scientific research recently has proven that it's completely unnecessary. A bottle kept in proper humidity, as in 60 to 70%, will be just fine standing upright. It's the humidity around the bottle, as opposed to the bottle's posture, that has the greatest effect. Now, let's say you're just holding the wine for a few days. Does storage matter? Well, not too much, but just keep the basics in mind. Number one, keep it away from sunlight, or constant light in general. Keep it as cool and consistent a temperature as you can, and keep it away from the washing machine, or anything else that might cause a vibration. A refrigerator, in most cases, is a fine place to keep a wine for a few days up to a week or two, for both reds and whites. If you want to be really careful, put the bottle in the crisper drawer for extra humidity. But generally, you shouldn't need to worry about the humidity being a factor unless you leave a corked bottle in there for more than a couple weeks. If the wine's a screw top, there's no concern at all regarding the humidity. It just might get a little too cold after a long time. If you'd like to learn more about how to store wine, go to insidewinepodcast.com/4 for this episode's notes and a nifty little cheat sheet. In the meantime, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast by hitting the subscribe button on your podcast app or visit insidewinepodcast.com/subscribe. Additionally, if you have a question about wine or an idea for an upcoming episode, email me at joe@insidewinepodcast.com or leave me a voicemail at 917-727-9242. That's all for today's episode. Please remember, wine is food. It comes from a place. Enjoy it responsibly.